Good morning to you and welcome to Mirai Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning. It's coming up to 21 minutes to 8 a.m. And yes, let's continue. We look at a South Sudanese filmmaker, Akol Dima Bior, says he wanted to open a discussion on what it means to call South Sudan home in her new 2022 documentary film, No Simple Way Home. Now, in the autobiographical documentary, Dima Bior, who is based in Nairobi, Kenya, goes back to South Sudan and follows her mother, Vice President Rebecca Nyandeng, Dima Bior, and sister Nyakwir Garang, where they now live and have found their role to tell a personal yet political story. Now, over the weekend, Dima Bior spoke to Radio Mirage about her film, which was screened for the first time in Juba on Martyrs Day and the anniversary of the death of her father and South Sudan liberation hero, Dr. John Garang Dima Bior.
Some mornings, my mother shares her dreams and fears with me. She started doing it right after my father died. It doesn't feel like that long ago.
Initially, I wanted to make a film about my mother because I was afraid that she would be forgotten. That was what inspired me initially to make this film.
An oath of office will be administered to Her Excellency Rebecca Nyandeng Dima Bior.
I, Rebecca Nyandeng Dima Bior,
do hereby swear by Almighty God.
Do hereby swear by Almighty God.
But as we were making it, she got into this new position, and it became less about the past and remembrance or fear of forgetting, and more about where we are now and where we might go.
Yeah, that has been long since your dad left us. It's 15 years, going to 16 years. He was 15 in July.
So even when we were making the film, sometimes people would say that it wasn't worth making a film about my mother and I should just make a film about my father, and that is unexpected. And then also asking about my brothers, these are expected things. And I would love to make a film about my father as well. I think that elements of this film are about him. He's part of our family. But like I said in the screening, I embraced the limitations of this film. You can't make a film that is about everything all at once.
Liberation struggles belong to our forefathers. My own father. We imagine and remember different versions of him. Transform him into the hero we can't be. He is our Father who art in heaven. What about our mother who is here?
I pray hard, my daughter, to see, while I'm still alive, a prosperous nation. And that's how I wanted to leave my children. I didn't want to leave them in a country where people are divided into pieces, even to their own core.
I think she's a reluctant politician. She's very invested in her identity as a mother and as a wife. But at the same time, she is a public figure. I don't think she wanted to be a political public figure necessarily. I think she is ambitious, definitely.
My mother's dreams, her ambition, fills me with hope, fear, and so many bitter questions. How did we win the war, win our freedom, and then lose everything?
The reasoning around the title is the question of what it means to call South Sudan home. And another comment that I made at the end of the screening is about how we sort of have these expectations and senses of duty and patriotism, which means you don't ask questions. You just come home and you just feel good that you're home. And if you don't feel good that you're home, something is wrong with you, or you're not patriotic enough, or things like that. So the reason for the title is to open up question for all of us about what it means to us to come to feel at home in South Sudan. And I feel like that's a question, or that's a process that I'm still thinking about and I haven't resolved, or I'm not in a rush to resolve.
And that was filmmaker Akol Dimabior speaking at the informal screening of her award-winning film, No Simple Way Home, an autobiographical documentary which tells the story Akol Dimabior returned to South Sudan to follow her mother's journey into politics. The documentary scooped the Best South African Documentary Award as well as the Adiaha Award at the 2022 Encounters South Sudan International Documentary Festival Awards and has been screened at this year's Berlin Film Festival. You're listening to Mirai Breakfast, so you can share your thoughts with us on that particular story or any that you have heard. Good morning.